Officials say a record 74 people are infected with COVID-19 in Ketchikan as of Monday. More than 50 cases are tied to local restaurants. Ketchikan's pandemic response chief, Abner Hoag, says it's part of a widening outbreak of the coronavirus.
Our previous seven-day count is 10 community transmission cases, which goes over into the level 4 area of our risk indicator.
Level 4 is the top of the chart for community risk, but he says he's not ready to go there yet. Ketchikan has been at level 3 since last week, which reduced the time that students spend in classrooms. It's also asked businesses to adhere to voluntary restrictions. But the last 4 days has seen a reduction in the rate of community transmission, so Hoag says he's hesitant to push the needle further.
We're going to take the least measure possible to get the change that we want.
If the emergency operations center headed by Hoag were to go to level 4, that's very high, he'd recommend that the city issue a hunker down advisory and urge people to stay home. So why is that not happening now? Well, for one, Hoag says the community just recently moved to high risk less than a week ago.
2 days from going to level 3 to jump to level 4, one that seemed like a big jump to push the community through those hoops without giving a chance for these mitigation measures to take effect.
But also, Hoag says he's seeing some key measures of COVID-19 activity begin to decrease.
So the community transmission cases have started to trend down.
The positivity rate appears to be heading down too, and 2 of the 4 positive patients at the local hospital have been discharged. Hoag says that together, those mean that Ketchikan may be getting a handle on this outbreak.
It does look like we potentially peaked over the weekend.
So for now, officials are urging people to wear their masks, wash their hands, keep their distance, telecommute, and think twice about risky activities. But they're not asking them to stay home or close their businesses. Yet. Of course, that could change. Hoag says that if community spread or another metric starts to rise again, pandemic response officials may consider stronger and possibly mandatory restrictions. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.